This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been poring through China's official 20,000-word roadmap for changes to its society. Easing China's one-child policy got the early attention. But Chinese officials also want to make key changes to the very structure of the economy, as Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports from Shanghai.
It's easy to get lost among the 60 points of reform in a document laced with exaggerated communist lingo, but there were a handful of proposals that encourage economists. For example, private investors could start their own banks, farmers could sell their land, and local governments could collect property taxes so that they don't have to confiscate residents' land for revenue. Patrick Shivanik, chief strategist at Silvercrest Asset Management, says China seems to be on the right track.
There seems to be this consensus among the leadership that they need to move in the direction of a more open, a more competitive, and a more accountable financial system and economic system, which is a good thing.
On the other hand,
there is a big difference between announcing reforms and implementing them.
For example, China's already attempted allowing private investors to start their own banks and has also started to collect property taxes in pilot programs around the country. None of these efforts have produced results. The other concern, if China's government actually follows through on these reforms, it'll likely slow economic growth, threatening one of the few bright spots in the global economy. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.